Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome to Declare Your Independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. We're continuing our conversation with James Corbett of the CorbettReport.com. CorbettReport.com. Now, James and I have been doing a regular show every week, every other week for years, and we get kind of personal. We talk about each other's lives, and we eventually get into the news. Well, this is, more of that, and you get to learn a little bit more about us, which is what our show is about, our site. We're very open. We've been activists for a long time. We have, our crew in Arizona and around the country. So it's a family. The Liberty community is a family. We all know each other. We've grown up together as people, as family members, as fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters. It's been amazing to share with how our personal lives are affected by the circumstances around the world. And that's what you'll get from us. We'll continue now our conversation with James Corbett.
Since April, we spent a few weeks together in Washington last month. This is the longest she and I have been apart since we got married 39 years ago. We just had our anniversary August 11th. So this is, man,
happy anniversary.
Thank you. I've been 39 years, man. I win. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. But, and Donna, man. Oh, I win. Well, I have been washing my own clothes, washing the dishes, good as far as you know. And I've been, I got a load in there, so I'm, it's been a thing. Donna, I love you, baby. And I'm waiting for you to get back. But she's still been helping, produce and do some stuff. But the get time off is like a thing. That's one thing I wanted to talk about. My daughter, youngest daughter, she used to produce for me for like 2.5 years. And she's a homemaker now, and they're doing well. She has a long time. They planned on this. They're going to Maui early October. Well, then with all the fire and whatever the heck happened there, they got to change plans and do it. But they're still going to go to Maui, and but they're taking their two little kids with them and everything. And I go, we'll find out what's needed. Maybe we'll send, do something. And then my family text group that we have, they're talking about it. Some of my other kids have been to Hawaii. Don and I went, for 10 days one time and, blah, blah, blah. So I could see that this island, they had all these rich elite guys they want to take and do their smart city thing. We're not, they wouldn't use directed energy weapons or lasers and, take it so they can take it. That'd be wrong. Now, this is one thing I wanted to show you because I keep track of this stuff about the power of the satellites, of the lasers on fighter jets, of what's that. And this is something that I wanted to show. Now, let's go ahead and watch this. This is Chinese lasers that landscapers use to cut trees, okay? See, it's just a they take out a little briefcase, and they're big ass tree. This is landscapers. Boom. And I go, what do I always say? If they, them, those can, they are. Well, they can. This is, you know, this is like big. And you just, you know, you get in the suitcase and you just, boom, cut right through this. So, no, they wouldn't be able to start fires and everything with lasers on whatever. If they can, they are. So that's kind of my point. I sent that to my kids, and I go, look, man, you know, they can. So, you know, crap's happening. Just FYI, just, you know, so you know. So this has been an interesting week. What did you have to think about what was going on in Maui? That kind of getting conspiratorial with you? You just kind of whatever?
I haven't been following it in any detail. I am certainly, I'm certainly open to absolutely any and all explanations, but I haven't really been studying the footage or anything myself.
The thing that got me, blah, 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 but when it started, and it's an inferno, they had high winds and whatever happened and started the fire, and it just swept through and just mowed them. And it was, how fast could you freaking get out diving into the ocean, running for the ocean kind of thing? But when it started, some people on the other side of town, they got in their cars, and they're all queued up. They're lined up, you know, to get out. And a police officer in a car was at the front, you can't leave. And all those cars just, you know, people just died. Now when people go in and want to help, you're not Red Cross, you're not FEMA, you're not allowed to help. So they have yachts coming into the bay, and they're using jet skis to give them food and stuff. Who are these people? I went through this during Katrina in New Orleans. I mean, we were on Air America, liberal Air America, and that was a big thing. We're going to send stuff to them. And what happened, there was a state representative. It was Kyrsten Sinema. That's now a U.S. Senator from Arizona, you know, super progressive, whatever. And she was like, nope, you can't do it. You have to do it through me. I have to drive the U-Haul. I have to go get the stuff. I will pick it up. I'm like, who are you people? As they're turning away 600 bass boats wanting to go save people from their rooftops. So there is something major going on. And I had Riley Wagerman, Edward Slob Squad or whatever. And you've interviewed him before. And I interviewed like a year ago. We had him on. And talking about Ukraine. He lives in Russia. Well, he's in Czechoslovakia now. And the Czech Republic. You say Czechoslovakia, you get shot. But anyway, so right. So the Czech Republic, and he was in Georgia trying to get back into Russia. Whatever, long story. But what happened was, as we were talking, and I'm going, what do you think we're up against? I mean, it's weird, all the stuff that we're talking about. You have Kiev getting oil from Russia that they're fighting, paying them to do whatever. You got the military-industrial complex making bank. They all just want to keep this going. They tried sue for peace and doing it, and then, you know, Boris Johnson comes in from the UK and tears it up. You're not. And kind of, I mean, it's like they want to just spend money, kill people, do it. What are we up against? And he goes, God, what was it he said? It's the spook state. Yep. You know, it's this intelligence kind of they, them, those spook state. You know, it's not like deep state. It's a spook state. And I go, oh, heck yeah, I'm still going to rip that off. So spook state, what do you think he means by that? What are you seeing in all the spook state thing?
You know, it's a good way of conceptualizing the deep state. Maybe it's not the overall deep state, but it's an exceptionally important section of it. And I think it's what people point to when they say that to the extent that the coup took place in November 1963 with shooting the president's head off in plain daylight, you know, the groundwork, if that was a coup, the groundwork for that coup was probably laid in 1947 with the passage of the National Security Act. That was when the groundwork infrastructure for the spook state was really being laid out in an official capacity, because that's when they transferred from the Office of Naval Intelligence and the OSS and all of that, and solidified it into essentially a command and control structure for deep state operations abroad. It was all to, you know, they weren't going to do anything at home, guys. Scouts honor. you can trust us. But anyway, once they started to put that into practice, then essentially the president lost any control the president may have had over the machinations of the spook state before that point. And that's, I mean, essentially, don't you think that's what Eisenhower, a big part of what he was warning on his way out the door? The military-industrial complex, you better believe he was including the spook state as part of that. And, of course, that's, I think, that's part of what started to turn Kennedy during the course of his presidency from... I wouldn't say he was a product of the spook state. He was a product of the Joe Kennedy crime mafia mob state who got put into office and... He was, by all accounts, a genuine, you know, Cold Warrior type who started to realize with the Bay of Pigs and all of that, oh, wait, I don't really have control over all of this stuff that's going on, and I barely know what's going on. And one of the theories surrounding Oswald is that Oswald was following the Operation Mongoose people around for the FBI as part of trying essentially Robert Kennedy as Attorney General trying to shut down the CIA's illegal operations stuff that they were running in Florida there and all of that nonsense. And then of course that gets weaponized against JFK in November 63. So anyway, that's the spook state, right? It's that integral part of the deep state that is hidden behind the cover of national security under the rubric of the CIA and the NSA and the FBI and whatever other intelligence apparatus there may be. But that's not really, that's the cover, the CIA or whatever, is the cover for the operations that are going on that are compartmentalized and are more to do with human-to-human individual relationships.
Could it be Satan? I mean, you know, this is an evil thing. You know, this is one thing, right before we had that conversation this morning, I had watched yesterday, I think, last night, RFK Jr. doing an interview with Tucker Carlson. And I think it was like his second one or something. But he was talking about this, and he goes, Dulles, he's called it the Warren Report. He goes, Warren and all the other commission guys, they were senators and congressmen and Supreme Court, they're busy. They got day jobs. The only person that was 24-7, went to all the meetings, that was really ushering through this whole thing was Dulles. Dulles was CIA that JFK fired. And when he got assassinated, he goes, yeah, I'm glad the little SOB is dead, you know, that kind of thing. And then he runs the Warren Commission. So this was, so when he was saying spook state, I'm going, oh my God, this has been going on since forever. There was, what was the movie of Matt Damon and Robert De Niro, I think it was. It was called The Good Shepherd or something. It was about the founding of the CIA.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
it was right after World War II, and they do this stuff.
So I saw it. I should see it, though. Yeah,
it's worth watching just for, you know, because, you know.
I'd like to see the propaganda narrative anyway.
Well, the fact that they, you know, created it to do, and it was kind of this spook state thing. Hey, we're doing, we're in charge now, you know, basically.
Yeah, right.
And with unlimited budget of black bag budget of whatever the hell.
Exactly.
So that's what, when he said spook state, it just really, all this stuff clicked.
Yeah.
That is the mechanism by which they're doing all this. It's all these intelligence communities that's run by one, you know, entity of Staten or something, you know? And I'm going...
Well, I would say no. I would say it's not necessarily run by one entity. But looking at
philosophy.
Someone like Dulles, looking at Dulles is a good way of looking at it. Because Dulles was obviously director of Central Intelligence until the Bay of Pigs, and then he gets... shuffled off by JFK. He's not renewed, shall we say. And so he's not in a position of power in 63, right? Like, he doesn't have any official CIA capacity. He's not the director. He's not... But all of the people who were loyal to him in the CIA were still loyal to him. And you better believe those networks were still operative. So I think that's more the model of the spook state, is there are certain people who are in positions who... no matter what their ostensible title is, are actually running things. And I think there are probably multiple people like that in any given time era. It's just someone like Dulles was a particularly influential one.
You know, I just rewatched just a couple of days ago John Travolta and Hugh Jackman and Halle Berry in Swordfish. Did you ever see Swordfish?
I did not, no.
You know, that's what... All right. Ernie says, okay...
I got homework now, huh?
Yeah. Swordfish. You ever hear of it?
I've heard of it. I definitely
it is.
Have
it is interesting. It's fun, and you look at when it was made. I don't know, like 2000 or so. I mean, whatever. It's an action spy thriller flick with some twist in it, and it's kind of you'd appreciate it, okay? And it goes right along with this. And one of the points that they made in there in the 50s, it was something J. Edgar Hoover created a secret save America from the commie bastards of whatever it takes, you know, terrorists bomb a church, we bomb 30 mosques. I mean, that kind of crap. So it was, it made me think when the, and I didn't even make the equation, equate those two. It's just a good action flick, but, or kind of a thriller. But what happened is, was J. Edgar Hoover part of this kind of spook state CIA, or was it in competition with it?
Yeah, well, that's it, right? Like, because, yeah, Hoover and Dulles undoubtedly must have collaborated in various ways, but undoubtedly, they're, you know, the FBI-CIA turf war has always been a thing, and I think that's a real thing, and certainly was in that time, and that's why Hoover had the goods on everyone and bugged everyone and had the, you know, the transcripts of every moan and ooh and awed in JFK's trysts with Marilyn Monroe and everything else, because he wanted the blackmail on everyone, and that's how he survived for what whatever it was, 40-plus years in that position as director of FBI.
Yeah, this spook state, really, it hit me today. I was like, I never even just thought of that. I mean, of course, you'd you know, you have the intelligence community doing intelligence community stuff or somebody doing something or something. But, you know, the Good Shepherd, put that down. You know, it's got a bunch of stars in it, you know, whatever. It's a decent movie. But the main focus of it gives you the idea of how they recruited and started after the OSS and everything in World War II, that it turned into the CIA. And then you could, and it kind of ends right when they kind of got it created and built the building, and here we go. You know, so I'm sure there's a sequel coming, you know. But the, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, The Good Shepherd. But Matt Damon, CIA, it'll come up. But the, I think Angelina Jolie was in it too. But these things, they're not promoted that much. And it's like, you don't hear about it, unless it's from people like us going, you need to watch Wag the Dog, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Have you seen Wag the Dog? I got to take you to school. All right.
No,
so,
I've definitely seen that, yeah.
You know, Wag the Dog. And this has been a revelation for me today. It's just, you know, sometimes, I mean, I'm old, man. I've been, you forget, you know, when they say the phrase, I've forgotten more than you'll ever know. As I got older, now I know what that means, you know. I forgot all about this. So there is a connection with this spook state thing, and you're saying there's not an overall, it's not a tool of the WEF, it's not a tool of the UN, but are the WEF and the UN kind of cohorts, collaborators, or tools of the spook state, and who's the major spook state, and is Russia in competition with their spook state, or are they really in cahoots while he's doing the same? That's what, you know, Riley was talking about today, is Putin was doing the same crap. You're not allowed to report on it. On Russia Today, you can say all you want about how bad U.S. is while he's being buddies with pharma, you know, while he's doing the same kind of crap. And then, of course, we do sanctions on him, and he gets filthy, stinking rich, you know, making money on... I mean, we are not being told the truth.
Absolutely.
I need more corporate
video. Of that, we can be certain. Of one thing, we can be certain. We're not being told the truth. What was that famous quote that, I think, was it... William Casey? I can't remember which CIA director is alleged to have said it, but we will know our mission is complete when everything that the American public believes is false or something like that, right? Mission almost accomplished at this point anyway. You could spend your entire life studying this, and perhaps that's part of the point, right? But ostensibly, the spook state is not a singular thing. It's a national thing, and each nation has their spook states. States, plural, I would say, certainly in the U.S. I mean, I think, again, there are different power centers and they compete with each other. What was Snowden about? There's a theory, and I think it's as plausible as anything else, that part of what Snowden was about was the CIA trying to get at the NSA, essentially. Because you'll remember, Snowden's interesting career trajectory, washing out of special forces like Timothy McVeigh, and then working for the CIA, and then working for the NSA, and that's when he ends up blowing the whistle, quote unquote, and assuring us that there was nothing to 9/11 truth or aliens. He would have seen it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. So there's within any given nation state, I think there's multiple centers of competing spook state power, but supposedly it's set up on the nation state lines, like the CIA, NSA, DEA, whatever, is all in the U.S., and then you've got Canadian, like CSIS, and you have ASIS in Australia, you have MI5 and MI6 in England, and blah, 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 right? But is it really that cut and dried between nation states? And if you want one interesting insight into this, I certainly don't hold him up as a font of necessarily truth, but at any rate, an interesting perspective. Adam Fitzgerald and, I'm going to forget his name, which is deeply embarrassing, Deep State Consciousness podcast co-host who I've talked to before, so it's deeply embarrassing that I can't remember his name off the top of my head. They just interviewed Michael Scheuer of the CIA. Specifically, he was the head of the Bin Laden station in the late 1990s. He ended up getting ousted from that position in 1999 before all the major fire, well, I wouldn't say even before, but before the catalyzing catastrophic event. But he's always played a big part in the whole buildup of Al-Qaeda story, Al-Qaeda story. And they interviewed him. It's a good hour and a half conversation. They talk about a lot, including Scheuer's assertion that he'd never countenanced the idea that 9/11 was anything other than a foreign Islamic terror strike until he started looking into and thinking about Building 7 and how that came down hours later, despite not having been hit by a plane, etc. So anyway, there's some interesting nuggets in that conversation. But he's talking about some of these lines and where are they drawn. And he does make allusion to the fact that one thing you cannot do as an American official of any sort, intelligence or otherwise, is in any way dare question the relationship between America and Israel. And another thing that he says, which I think is fairly well known in alternative media circles, but one thing that he said that I think is interesting, that is maybe not so well known, is that even at his time in the CIA, there was always the sense that the English, British intelligence was kind of the bigger brother in this. And if the Americans felt they couldn't do something, ask the Brits. They'll get it done. And he says that, oh, that's kind of stupid because we paid the bills for all the stuff that they were doing. But anyway, everyone would always turn to the British. And that certainly falls in line with the sort of LaRouche kind of narrative that has been picked up and talked about, and maybe kind of Carol Quigley-ish narrative, that the real font of power still resides in the old vestiges of the empire. Did the British Empire ever really go away? But anyway, that gives you a sense that, yeah, of course, there are nation states, but they do. The spook states collude in various forms. And the most obvious example of that is the Five Eyes. England, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Is that right? Those are the Five Eyes. And we know that they collaborate together. Don't believe in war, but
what's that gun you're toting? If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. American workers are demanding a record amount of money to take a new job. Liz Warner reports.
The New York Federal Reserve's latest survey of the minimum acceptable salary offer to switch jobs topped $78,000 during the second quarter of 2023. That's an increase of about 8% from last year, and it's the highest level on record. The survey also noted at least a $7,000 gap between the wage workers want and what was actually offered by employers. Liz Warner, New York.
The Pentagon's former top policy official says Elon Musk admitted to speaking directly with Russian President Vladimir Putin. That's according to a report from The New Yorker. The inference was that Musk was becoming nervous about Russia seeing Musk's Starlink satellites as a direct provocation, enabling the Ukrainian war effort. In a tweet in October, Musk denied reports he had a conversation with Putin. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We still do email.
Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Hey! One man, one goal. One mission.
Freedom! That's the answer. That's solution. That's the mission here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. And it's been a great show today. Well, tonight we're going to go ahead and finish off with the rest of the James Corbett interview, CorbettReport.com. And then we'll say goodnight. Peace.
England, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. Is that right? So those are the Five Eyes. And right. And we know that they collaborate together and basically spy on each other so that they can get around the internal rules. Like, of course, the CIA can't operate in the United States, but obviously, you know, MI6 or the Canadian intelligence or whatever can do the spying and then give that information to the CIA, right? And so they all do that, and they're all monitoring each other through the Echelon network and all of that. So, yeah, it's an interesting network, and you could spend your entire life looking at it. And then, yeah, how does the UN, the World Economic Forum, Bilderberg, how do these different groups function within that spook state? Maybe there are different centers of powers within the spook states that collaborate with different players in the overall globalist structure in different ways. It's a big topic, man.
What I'm doing is I'm looking up here. There was a scene by Joe Pesci in JFK. You know,
right.
You know, riddle enigma thing. And
I just rewatched that the other week. Actually,
you know, I had it up. I'm like ready to. I think I've got to get caught up with James here. I need to, you know, go watch it. All right. I don't know where it is in this scene. I'm just going to try and see if I get it close. Yeah. But
I hope this isn't going to go on Genesis because there's a lot of cursing.
Well, Ian gets on my butt. You know, he's like, "Hey, man, you said bullshit," and I go, "Oh, heavens to Murgatroyd!" All right, here, let's see if this is it.
Stuff. Dan charge, but who the pulls whose chain? Who the knows? Oh, what a deadly web we weave when we practice to deceive.
And who killed the president?
Oh, man, why don't you fucking stop it? This is too fucking big for you. You know that? This is who did the president? Who killed it? Man, it's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. The fucking shooters don't even know. Don't you get it? Man.
So that is the point. I was lucky. I got it right there. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside of an enigma. You know, I kind of, you know, so that was the, you know, even the shooters don't know. So
yeah. And that's such a good point, actually. And I've tried to make this point a number of times. I did a Film Literature New World Order episode on American Tabloid by James Ellroy. And I still think that's a brilliant novel that's told from the perspective of one of the bagmen in the assassination operation.
What book is this?
And you get to see from that level of sort of the low-level operative who kind of knows a piece of this, and he knows a bit of that, and he has a personal connection to this person, so he knows a little bit about that. And you can kind of, you know, there's a much, much bigger plot that's happening that involves all sorts of things, but you only get these tiny little glimmers of it. And then the novel actually ends on November 22nd, 1963, as this guy is sitting there, and he's hearing about the assassination. And you know he knows all these little pieces of it, but at that point, you know that even if you had the name of the shooter who did the headshot, that wouldn't tell you the plot. It doesn't. That's not what is important. There's so much more going on. And I think that was a great fictional encapsulation of that idea.
You know that they're starting to allow this stuff.
Well, I think Musk is positioning himself to essentially become to monopolize the social media space, or if not monopolize it, at least get the lion's share of it, because trust us, guys, see, you can talk about whatever you want. Meanwhile, not only are they starting to gradually turn it into exactly what Musk said he was going to, the WeChat of America, which, by the way, WeChat, of course, is the Chinese communist slave app, essentially. But now, apparently, there's leaked screenshots that are coming out of the process that X is starting, where they're going to make you upload your selfie with your ID in order to prove who you are, blah, blah, blah. So it's coming. I think that's the long game that's being played right now. But Musk is like, hey, guys, trust us. Meanwhile, did you see his CEO just came out and said, lawful but awful content is going to be deranked and de-amplified on X, whatever they're calling it this week. So
lawful, but
yay,
awful.
Musk will save us all.
Well, who's going to define awful? They talk about that?
Exactly. Exactly. That's the question, isn't it?
We get a lot of stuff because of the vaccine thing. Then there's a whole bunch of self-assembling little circuitry, nanite 5G turns on, of kind of been wow. So I go, do you think that they would earn it? And then chemtrails is like, yeah, of course we've been chemtrailing. Well, because we love you. We're, you know, save the planet stuff. We're going to do it some more.
Yeah.
And you're a conspiracy nut until all of a sudden, you know, the Trilateral Commission comes out and says, yeah, we've been around. We've just celebrated our 40th anniversary. Thanks for playing. Is there one that you're waiting on that's not? I know it's going to be. I know it's going to be. What's it going to be? The one conspiracy that, I don't know if that's going to come to pass. What do you think? Aliens!
Yeah.
Aliens!
that's, you know, once they go to that, I think we know we're in some sort of endgame. I think they want to keep that bubbling, but I think they want to keep that on the back burner.
Yeah,
it's time to really psyop people.
Well, no, it was alien congressional testimony of inside whistleblowing, whatever.
Right. But again, what does that do? It just keeps it bubbling on the back burner. Oh, look, they had a big congressional inquiry about it, and they're saying it, and now everyone's just like,
Yeah, it's not that we go, whatever, you know, get in line with all the other crap. when he did Space Force, the part of that was some of this, you know, competing spook state stuff that they got to have all the, what, you know, and that's why I enjoy our conversations, because so, I mean, you know, so he really won. I got a legitimate president. I'd rather have an illegitimate president. So they're illegitimate, you know?
That everyone knows is illegitimate.
Right.
Exactly, yeah.
I go, well, that's not going to free me, you know, having, oh, the right guy is supposed to rule me. I mean, I don't care. So this is, where do you think this
is going? I'm just about to post it to the front page. I just posted it to the site. I just talked to Larkin and Amanda about their new film. I don't know if you've talked to them yet, but you should. It's
Jones Plantation thing?
Jones Plantation,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, you know, I think we did talk about it before. They premiered it at Anarchapoco. Ooh. Then I think they showed it at Pork Fest, and so I watched it. It's pretty good. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Yeah. I've just seen it. I just talked to them about it. I'm on board. I mean, it's the right message, especially in. As we head into the most important selection cycle of your lifetime.
Yeah, no, Larkin's been on point on this for a long time. He's like, the most dangerous superstition, you know, government kind of thing, his book.
Yep.
And then I remember I read his book, The Iron Web, which was kind of, Agris. Oh, okay. Agris Marketplace, agris.market, you know, Black Market Fridays .com that we did, and what's happened, they have a Telegram, and Mike Swantek is really good about making sure, hey man, there's no chat here, you guys in direct message, you know, you just put up what you got and what you can do, and you guys go do your deal somewhere else. I don't want to know, don't care. What I'm seeing is, you know, some people have various tickets and trash, it's, you know, Craigslist or whatever, but it's food. These guys are doing, food, packaged food, beef jerky, vegetables, packaged meals, kind of, you know. It's a food thing. And they're going to be able, you know, who's going to be able to find a food when nobody can find a food? You're going to go to agri.market or blackmarketfridays.com. It goes to the same place. And there's going to be food. I'm like, hey,
good.
So I'm trying to get these guys to come on.
Again, anyone who has looked at what happened in the past 3 years and does not understand that is the template for what we are going to be put through time and again through whatever hobgoblin they're going to bring up next, climate change or whatever else, lockdowns and digital IDs and scanning to be allowed into certain areas or whatever. It is coming. So, yes, awesome. I'm glad to see people are starting to do what they should have been doing for many years, but at least they're doing it now.
Well, we're always ahead. You know, I've always been, it used to be I was like 10 years ahead. Then it kind of got 5.
Yeah.
When the internet hit, then it gets like 3. Now it's like 18 months to 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like you can't be too far ahead anymore. And and I just feel it's a race. You know, we're looking forward to, you know, we're thinking of going back to Arizona in October because it's not so hot and it starts getting cold here and we get stuff done.
Yeah.
But I'm getting antsy, man. You know, I mean, we got to get on it. So this is, I still don't know what you're going to do. I mean, you think you're going to be okay there? You got some, you know, underground bunkers?
Yeah, I know some local growers and people I can get food from when push comes to shove, but is it enough? You know, how will it stand up and what will Japan impose? You know, honestly, one of the big concerns for me is we're going to be on the front lines of World War III. That will be kind of a concerning thing because China, when and if they go to take Taiwan, will undoubtedly be setting their literal targets on Japan as the front, the proxy front for the U.S. and Asia Pacific. So
China's about ready to fall.
That'll be fun.
About ready to fall economically. You know, they're overbilling the credit of debt, of housing, it's going. And a lot of people aren't paying attention to it. You know, only one that it seems that is coming out ahead on this is Russia. I'm like, what the crap? You know, this and the sanctions, they're just pumping money into them. And they keep buying gold.
Well, did you talk to Edward/Riley about that? Because he's written about that and the idea that Russia's doing A-OK. Well, it's not quite like it's being pumped in the old media.
Yeah, they're doing better than what they were, I can tell you that, you know, but...
Yeah. It's a question of comparative and relative, too, and whether you're thinking import or domestic economy and all of that. But also, of course, yeah, I wonder, do you think Putin and all these people are in the same team? Russia has just launched their CBDC. But don't worry, the same people in the alternative media who tell you everything Russia does is wonderful and great and is going to save humankind will tell you, don't worry, Russia are the good guys. Their CBDC is all right.
Wait a minute, what'd you say? They launched it or unlaunched it? What'd you say?
Launched it. Okay. They have officially launched the digital ruble.
Yeah.
6% of actual Russians are excited about this, but I think 99% of people in the alternative media who continue to tell you that Putin is,
you know, one thing Riley
rainbows and sunshine now.
You know, I asked him about the cultural thing because he was married and divorced and he has a 6-year-old kid there, so that's one motivation he's trying to get back. And he was saying, you know, I go, what's the culture like? How is white boy American, you know, seen in Russia? They're great. And the people, he goes, yeah, they may comply and they'll like smile and nod their head or whatever, but they know God's full.
Yeah. The people, yeah, exactly. I think the Russian people are smart people and they know to not trust their government. So it's so weird to hear foreigners talking about Russia as if it's some wonderful, amazing government that loves its people. Russians don't think that. So why do you think that?
I wonder if... it's always where it's the worst, where you see the most capitalist or the Austrian economist or liberty. Oh, Argentina. You've been paying attention to this?
Yeah. I've heard about this. I haven't looked into it, so I don't really know what's going on. But I heard the president is now
ANCAPper. He won the primary of one of the parties or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
he's
okay.
Like... John Snyder in Economic Truth has, you know, really been following this and sending stuff. We've been posting because it's that has happened before. Chile and Argentina.
There's always
been some Austrian school libertarian thing. They'll come and speak in.
Well, the Chicago boys were there in Chile, but the whole Pinochet thing does not sit well with a lot of people.
For
libertarians, right?
Didn't work out. But there's a lot of the free market, they got a school down. I mean, it's just an infection. You know, it's just like anywhere. It's like, you know, Arizona or New Hampshire or something like that. You know, it's just, there's Texas. I mean, you know, Florida, kind of. And so you have these outbreaks, and then you get this public, the circumstances get such that, you know, the dollar goes to crap, or their currency goes to crap. Again, you know, on a regular basis every decade. This is like fourth time that I remember. And then you get somebody up there with the internet, they're able to explain it. They're going, look, let me tell you what's going on. And then people support and they go, damn it, we need some dipole machines. You know?
Yeah.
And that's what I've always felt. Why I became an act, why I focused on election law, why I could see the corruption. Because I didn't believe that the people really were that stupid. When they expect, they're just smart enough to know, like the Russians, doesn't matter, they all suck. And you have 2/3 of the people don't vote for president. You got 1/3 of them don't vote, you know, and then you got the other 1/3, you know, beating up each other over whatever. So you got 2/3 of the people didn't support whoever gets there anyway. And you have all of this, don't trust it. And it's going to come down to it doesn't freaking matter, which I'm going to say a lot tomorrow on the show. So
thank you.
Yeah, I know, make you feel better. But this has been, you know, before you go, I wanted you to, from the time that you took off, and now you're going to take some time, and you're going to watch A Good Shepherd.
Yep.
And what was the other?
And Swordfish?
Yeah, Swordfish. You'll enjoy that. Yeah. Well, I appreciate all the work you do, and I get a lot out of it. And that's why I enjoy having our conversations, because it's marketing to our audience, too, and I always trying to send people your way. And any and everything that you put up, we put up on Freedom's Phoenix because it makes us look good. It's all about me, you know? Mm-hmm. But we need some more deeper understanding. I really like this spook state concept because it's you can connect the dots. You know, it's like the Good Shepherd kind of thing. You know, you have there's they, them, those doing whatever, but how? You know, and then they got off budget doing whatever the any and everything that they, I don't know, can they? I got Chinese landscapers lasering down trees. You think they can't start a fire from, oh my God, while they're putting, you know, half a gigawatt lasers on fighter jets now? I mean, they're on ships? Hell, they could have done it from a battleship, you know, or a destroyer or whatever. I'm not feeling this battle. I used to say this all the time. There was a site somebody sent me a YouTube channel, and it's called End of the Beginning. And I used to say, this is like the end of the beginning. It's not the beginning of the end, but it is the end of the beginning. I mean, it has started. You know, here we go. And these concepts, these ideas are starting to, you know, a lot of stuff that we've saw coming as we were these young guys back in the day, but by our personality or character or what we were exposed to or something, and we scratch the surface and you get underneath and you see how, or you run for office and you actually meet these people. You're in the green room back when you're waiting your turn to get interviewed or the whatever, or you're on stage with some forum and everything, or you're talking and they think you think like them, and they're just telling you what kind of scumbag they are. And that's wow! And now you're seeing it happen. And
this is the thing. So I think, it's not like, I'm not speaking for you, but for me, it's not like I'm some super intelligent genius. It's just that once you start looking for this stuff, you can't not see it. It's everywhere, and it's obvious, and it's out in plain sight. It's just that you have to actually, A, know that it exists, and B, try to look for it. And most people have not known it existed and did not try to look for it. Now most people are starting to realize something is going on. They're starting to look for it. That's why this information is proliferating, and we're starting to see so much more of it.
The shine's come off of crypto for me, you know, because it's all going to be, now you got all these exchanges, the SEC comes up to them, Security Exchange Commission goes to Binance and CoinDesk and all this kind of stuff, and they say, you know, you need to delist on your exchange everything but Bitcoin, GoldmanSachs.gov coin, you know?
Of course, yeah.
So
that's why the exchanges were always kind of, in a sense, the wrong turn. What should have been, and what I always advocated, was there needs to be an internal economy of crypto, that you start and end the transactions in the crypto. You're not changing back into dollars or into other cryptos.
Right.
No, I will do this for Bitcoin, for Ethereum, for Monero, for whatever.
Yeah, I can see silver. Well, what kind of mindset in Japan is there for precious metals? What do they use as barter? It's just debit cards and credit cards?
Yeah, it's a good question. There are people here who are in the gold bug community, but again, I don't generally meet and talk to the average person. So I don't know. I don't think it is deeply ingrained in the culture here. You can buy precious metals, and there are shops for it, but it's not, I don't think there's a thing about it. There is certainly a community, but it's a specialized community. But again, like in the U.S. or elsewhere, it's people who are switched on who know a thing or two. I've met people who read Creature from Jekyll Island and became crypto enthusiasts.
Western Hemisphere, there, anywhere I go, you talk to people, there's always an expat, America, Canadian, whatever, you know, a lot of Canadian too. North American expat communities everywhere around. Is there such a thing in Japan? Don't you have any?
Yeah. It's not a large portion of the community. In fact, less than 1% of the Japanese population is Western. And another 1% is Asian, like miscellaneous Asian, 98% ethnically Japanese. So it's a pretty small community. But yeah, as someone who was a teacher for several years, I know a lot of the kind of the long-term expats around here.
Well, have you reached out to them or gone to their meetup or, you know, had a barbecue?
Oh, yeah, I'm in bands with some of my
friends. I know, that's what I was thinking. All the expats are going to your concert?
Yeah.
You gotta get a wig on you so you can do the long hair thing.
Yeah. Generally, it involves a hat, but I should bring out the rock wig, shouldn't I?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for, making me feel better. I was really in a funk today, man. I was like, God, the spook state thing. I was just like,
man,
it's just so overwhelming, all the stuff. But it's darkest for the dawn, and the thing is, and the reason is because you're aware of what the real problem is, and we're up against, could it be, Staten? I still got that one.
And honestly, people trading food on Agris Market is probably the best news we could get today, right?
Yeah, no, that's it. And one thing is, Mike Swatek is really making use of Bastion a lot, and we're just starting to get into. I've been one of the guys. I've been spending time shoulder surfing on OccupyTheLand.org thing, and kind of learned that because I got so many things. I mean, God, I got all right. You got to shoulder surf, Zoom, share screen, show me as we're developing, and that kind of thing. And because I got a deadline of October, we start like, and I've been taking a lot of pictures of us building the equipment and all that kind of stuff. But I feel that's where it's going to hurt them. Of all the stuff that I've done, been, I always try to get ahead of it, And they're going to come after me. And when they do, I'll just, judo, have to use your weight again. Oh, thank you for that, bam, Billy Jackham. I'm going to take the right side of my right foot, put it up against the right side of your head, and then you can do that, But I don't, I make it fun. I try to enjoy it. I make it not drudgery. It's just an attitude I get into. Let's make some progress, but I'd really rather not. I got grandkids, man.
I
just rather not, but I feel obligated because, who else is going to do it? It's just not. And you do what you do, which I think you should do longer format if I get edumacated on Spook State. I want Spook State.
It's definitely rattling around in my brain right now, so there you go.
All right, do that, and we'll talk next time about Spook State, and you watch the Good Shepherd Elves.
Yeah, I'll have a couple of movies under my belt.
Yep. Swordfish, and I think it's the Good Shepherd.
It rings a bell, yeah.
The tumultuous early history of the Central Intelligence Agency is viewed through the prism of one man's life. All right, boom, that's it. All right.
Cool.
So, you got that. Thanks for coming and spending some extra time with me because I feel a little better. Thanks.
No problem. Appreciate it, as always.
All right.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
Peace, brother. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
I come to fetch you to a meeting.
What kind of meeting?
The secret kind.
Your meetings are a waste of time, Campbell.
Your father was a fighter and a patriot.
I know who my father was. I came back home to raise crops and, God willing, a family. If I can live in peace, I will.
Go on. You say you want to stay out of the troubles?
Aye.
If you can prove it, you may court my daughter. Until you prove it,
my answer's no. No.
No, Wallace. No. Didn't I just prove it? No.
No.
No!
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.